This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I have Alma Abreu with us today. She is a founder of 360 Agile Pro. She's an agile coach and consultant. Welcome to the program today, Alma.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
What are the top two values to a business? Is it that they're the business owner? Are they able to step back from overchecking systems and processes or overchecking the quality? What is it that they're, what are some of the top benefits for them specifically as far as their time?
Yeah, because what happens is when you have a daily stand-up meeting, we have a daily stand-up meeting for 15 minutes every day. And every day you ask the three questions. What did you work on yesterday? What are you working on currently? And what are you going to work on? What roadblocks you have actually? Are there any issues that are not allowing you to move forward and finish the work on time? And so when you ask those questions every single day, you can spot problems and prevent them before they, you know, erupt into something worse. And then secondly, what you should do as a small business owner is train someone on your team to become the team leader, like what we call a scrum master. Mm-hmm. And that scrum master can give you a report every week and tell you where you are, you know, what the status is of the projects that you're working on. So you don't have to be there all the time. You can take a couple, you know, I do recommend business owners obviously attending the daily stand-up. They don't have to attend it every single day. But if you develop your team and develop leaders within your team, they could help you run it.
Yeah, that's great. And that's familiar to us because we have daily huddles, which are, you are similar to that, morning huddles. And I like those three questions that you shared. So talk to me about hiring and training virtual teams, or tell me a little bit about how virtual teams can play a role and then how they fit into an agile type process.
Yeah, a lot of online, especially small business owners and online business owners, I mean, pretty much everyone's virtual. I used to have a content marketing company, people all over the world, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, everywhere. So as far as virtual teams, you have to know how to manage them the right way because you're not in person. So mm-hmm. I would recommend that number one, when you get a virtual team, have that meeting and you do like a screen sharing, use like a, you know, sometimes they have webinar tools where you can see the same screen and you all look at the information together. And, you know, that really helps communication. As far as hiring team members online, you know, there's so many different freelance websites that you can go to, you know, word of mouth. Sometimes Facebook groups are pretty good too, because you can get referrals from other business owners there and find people who are working online, because it's just so many people and there's just so much talent all over the world.
Do you find that the virtual staff, the virtual assistant type help, that is best for a solopreneur, or are you finding that you're able to go into existing organizations that are growing and supplement? I mean, we understand the freelance world because we're a marketing agency ourselves, but and so we have on-site and then freelance help too. But are you finding that to cross over to agencies or businesses that are growing as well, and they're also adapting a virtual model to assist in this agile efficiency?
Well, okay, when it comes to being agile, it doesn't matter if you have virtual team members or people in person. In fact, sometimes in some situations, and I'm not saying everyone, sometimes it's better for everyone to be face to face and in the same room.
Right.
That's for like large, like if you're a development company, not large, but if you're a small development shop and you have a very complicated website app you have to build, like a system or a SaaS or a mobile app, and it's a lot of going on, it's a huge budget, right? The client's paying you a lot of money. Sometimes you need to be all in the same room, and we've found that sometimes face-to-face is more strong. It's stronger for that. You can get it done really quick. So I wouldn't say virtual or face-to-face. It just, you know, depends on the situation.